Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Sodaf Choftes in the Arts Kol Hoyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Base. Let's look at the Mishnah. Mitzutos Chayo V'Oifos V'Dogim. You have traps of animal, of birds, of fish. Shasar Meir of Yomtev. They were done before Yomtev, the Mitzuta, the traps. Lo Yitul Man B'Yomtev. You can't take animals that were captured in it if it's Yomtev, because maybe the animal is captured only on Yomtev and it's Mokse. Unless he knows for a fact that it was captured before Yom Tov. There was a guy that brought to Ram Gamliel a fish. You couldn't take it from him. I just don't want to take it from him because I don't like this person. So personally, I'm not taking it, but it's mutter. So we'll see in the Gemara, is he arguing the first part of the Mishnah or not? So how do we know if the animal was captured before Yom Tov or not? If the trap got ruined, because what happens is they put traps in a very long area, and then the animal is captured in one place, and the animal tries to get loose, so it moves the entire trap. So if you see the trap completely unset, that means the animal is there for a while, so you know the animal was nitzoid, was captured before Yom Tov. But the trap is still intact. For sure it wasn't done before Yom Tov, for sure it happened today. So the Gemara still, even if it did get ruined, maybe the animal was captured on Yom Tov and tried to move out. The fact that the Mitzuda is not set, is all ruined, is what is that a raya that was before Yom Tov? Says the Gemara, talk about these putting the traps in the forest, in a place where many animals are there. So therefore, we can assume that probably an animal was captured before Yom Tov. And the Chura, you have to add to that also, that the trap is all messed up. I'll bring you a raya that when you have a lot of animals, you can assume was captured earlier. The Taninon Dogim, we mentioned in the Mishnah fish. The Dogim loy b'makom sheh mitzuin, fish, is where you have multiple fish. So here we're talking about that the animals and birds are matzui. Referring to the last part of the Mishnah, Ram Gamliel said that the fact that the goy came and brought fish, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? We just said that if it was captured on Yom Tov, it's a problem. So Gamliel says maybe Ram Gamliel means to say that it's mutter for the next day. It's mutter lemacher. But he agrees that that day will be also. Chizko Rav Ziel Breid Rav Chunya Hode Bras Chavran from Beis Choroin, he says mutterim mamish, the mutter that day. What does it mean? So Rav Gamliel says the mutter. So Savin Meimer, someone that explained, Sveik Nitiru, he allowed Sofik. In other words, he's arguing with Tanakama. Tanakama says, I'm not sure if it's captured in Yom Tov or not. You can't take it. Rav Gamliel, oh, the Sofik's mutter. Rav Chanino, Rav Yerison, Taryorin, Armin, Sofik Achen Osir. They say that Sofik Muchon is Osir, like Tanakama. He argues that it's a machlekes, according to Rav Gamliel, if you're not sure if there was a chana, so then it's mutter. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. If Chia Rabo of Shirin Berebi Chadoma Hagoy Tzorech Achen, the Chorin Omain Hagoy Tzorech Achen. Meaning, how to explain Ram Gamliel? Ram Gamliel agrees that Sofek Achen is usually going to be Osir, but here it's a guy. A guy is a lot of capture in Yom Tov, so it's not Muktzah. Muktzah means a person completely is Meister Das, is Maktzah Daitoy. He doesn't assume that he's going to get it, but if a guy can bring it, so there's no Muktzah. And that's the machlokes over here. Does a guy need to have a chana or not? So Reb Shimon, one says that the guy needs a chana, and one says it doesn't need. Who said what? So says the Gemara, Rav came late to Reb Chia, in front of Reb Chia. For Omele, Hanavi, so where were you? Why you came late? For Omele, there was a caravan that passed by. My brother took from them figs, referring to Yom Tov. And Reb Chia did not say you did something wrong because it's Muktzeh. And he holds there's no problem by a guy, the fact that he was not Moiche by Rav, that he took figs from a guy. So I'll tell you, Rav Samoy went to this place. I soon lay Jumskano, which is a type of fruit. He ate it. In other words, he did not hold that a guy needs to have a chana. Chatomi de Rishu ben Levi also the one he went there. I say Jew was cannot get the same fruit. V'lo yachad, not eat it. Why he old? The goy does need to have a chana. We talk about here in Yom Tov. Also v'omer kamei Rabbi. So he went to Rabbi. He says, see, I see the Talmud of Simoi that he did go and eat from the fruits that the goy gave him on Yom Tov. Omar, don't worry about it. Do not kashidas Rabbi. He holds like his Rabbi. If Simoi Omar and a goy tzorchechin, if someone holds that a goy doesn't have to have a chana. Ravo b'shem Rishu ben Levi. We talk about grapes in the vineyard. These type of grapes that fall from the tree. It's also in Yom Tov because we chayish maybe they fell in Yom Tov. We talk about here in the palm tree. If you have dates that fall into the thorns in the bottom of the tree or the different leaves in the tree, because they usually fall and stay there for many days, we assume it fell before Yom Tov and it's mutter on Yom Tov. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Dav Choftes.